This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military says it has determined the attack at Kabul's airport in Afghanistan's capital on Thursday involved only one location and not two, as was previously reported. Officials at the Pentagon said on Friday there was one Islamic State suicide bomber who struck at the Abbey Gate, where desperate Afghans were crowding to try and enter Kabul airport grounds and where U.S. troops were conducting security checks. Major General Hank Taylor told reporters on Friday there was no second explosion near the Baron Hotel near the airport. He said the bombing at the Abbey Gate was followed by direct gunfire from north of the gate, part of what the military has called a complex attack. Taylor says confusion played a role in the incorrect initial U.S. report about a second explosion. In its claim of responsibility late Thursday, the Islamic State said one of its fighters carried out the bombing and posted a purported image of the bomber posing with his explosives vest before the attack. Two officials claim 169 Afghans died, but a final count may take time amid the confusion. The U.S. said 13 troops were killed, the deadliest day for American forces in Afghanistan since August 2011. The United Nations Security Council is urging the international community to bring the perpetrators and instigators of the twin suicide bombings at Kabul Airport in Afghanistan's capital to justice in a joint statement released Friday. The Security Council said, quote, it condemned in the strongest terms the deplorable attacks. The council called on all relevant parties to respect and facilitate the safe evacuation of civilians and reiterated its support for the work of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several hundred protesters blocked Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador's convoy in southern Mexico for more than 2 hours on Friday, preventing him from holding his usual daily news conference. The demonstrators, who included teachers and health workers, gathered at the entrance of a military barracks where López Obrador planned to hold a cabinet meeting and a press conference. He said in a video message recorded from inside his vehicle, the protesters were refusing to let him pass until he answered their demands. Television images showed him lowering the window of the vehicle and telling one of the protesters, quote, I don't accept blackmail, respect me, and then we talk. Eventually, the group dispersed and allowed the convoy through. Nearly 100 Nigerian schoolchildren kidnapped from an Islamic seminary 3 months ago were reunited with their parents on Friday after their gunmen captors freed them from forest hideouts. The May 30th abduction was one of the longest-running mass kidnappings at a Nigerian school since December, when criminal gangs began to target students and pupils. The male and female students, some younger than 10 years old, were met by the local governor before being reunited with their families. A teacher says 92 children from the seminary were freed, along with two Christian students who had been taken from a nearby village. Officials gave no details about how the children were freed, but parents said during the captivity they sold houses and belongings to come up with ransom money. The Lebanese parliament on Friday told the judge who was investigating last year's Beirut port explosion that he had exceeded his powers by issuing a subpoena for Lebanon's caretaker prime minister after he failed to show up for questioning. The judge leading the inquiry into the huge explosion issued requests in July to question the premier and other top officials, including foreign ministers, who were charged by his predecessor with negligence over the blast. All have denied any wrongdoing. The explosion on August 4th, 2020 was caused by a massive quantity of ammonium nitrate left unsafely at the port for years. It killed more than 200 people, injured thousands, and devastated swaths of the capital. Many people in Lebanon are furious that no senior officials have been brought to account. And South Africa's health minister said Friday, this weekend, the country is going to receive more than 2 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine from the United States, adding to the more than 5 million it received from the U.S. in July. South Africa is hoping to vaccinate about two-thirds of its 60 million people by February of next year. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.